Labor Day marks the unofficial end of summer travel season in Michigan. Tourism has been up around the state in recent years, which got us wondering, how are things looking this year? Liz Ware is Vice President of Marketing at Mission Point Resort on Mackinac Island. She's a member of the family that owns and runs the resort. Hi there, how are you?
I'm fine, Lester. How are you today?
Just fine. So how has the summer season been going?
The summer season has been fantastic. We have had just a great season so far, a lot of very happy guests, and looking forward to more.
Well, how about the numbers? I mean, I don't need exact numbers, but what kind of percentages up or down have you seen this year?
We are probably up about 7% over last year.
Oh, that's pretty nice.
Yes.
So do you get a lot of Michiganders or Midwesterners, or where do your guests come from?
So about 70% of our guests come from the Michigan area, but we do get a lot of people from the surrounding states, and we're also seeing a lot of new traffic or a lot of new guests coming in from Texas, California, and New York. And we think Texas because it's so darn hot down there and it's so mild up here.
We've seen northern Michigan businesses struggle to find seasonal workers on the farm, for example. How has that been for you?
Well, if you look at the unemployment rate right now, it is the lowest that it's been. I think the hospitality industry in particular, throughout the United States, is really having challenges finding workers. We here on Mission Point have seen our fair share of that. It is more difficult to get people to come to a seasonal resort and work because we're open for 6 months and not a year.
Right. Mackinac Island, of course, brings in a lot of seasonal help from Jamaica, other Caribbean islands, from parts of Asia. But immigration rules have gotten a lot tougher under the Trump administration. How have those rule changes affected Mackinac Island, if at all?
Well, first of all, we do use workers from other countries. It's not immigration, though. We use a visa program. It's called the H-2B visa.
Right.
So our workers come. They come in for a period of time, 6 months, and then they go back to their homes. So they come, they work, they pay taxes, and then they return back to their countries and their families.
But even those visa restrictions, or the number anyway, have been tightened. Has it caused any problems?
They have been tightened. We are very hopeful that Congress will look closely at this matter this year. For every one H-2B visa worker that is here, it accounts for 5 American jobs. So without the help of our H-2B visa workers, you would find that in areas, particularly seasonal areas like ours, other industries would be affected. So you're construction workers, your accountants, your architectural firms, your food service companies, all of those companies that support the hospitality industry would be impacted as well.
As the tourism season winds down, I wonder how Mission Point Resort and the other facilities on Mackinac Island kind of wind down for the season. What do you do to prep for leaving?
Well, we have a staff here of 45 throughout the year, so we don't necessarily wind down. Our off-season consists of a lot of construction and maintenance, but for the end of the season for our guests, it is really a fantastic time to be up on the island. It does slow down a little bit. Families with children are back in school, and so we see a different guest demographic coming up to the island. It is more quiet. It is absolutely beautiful. The flowers are still blooming. We get the colors of the leaves, and so we really have a good time with our fall guests.
I want to ask you a personal question. What do you do for vacation?
What do I do for vacation? Well, I haven't had one in a while.
That's not good.
No, well, I live on Mackinac Island. Every day is a good day when you're on Mackinac Island.
That's what I'm told. In fact, somebody from the National Park Service from the DNR was telling me that very same thing. So, you've got to have some downtime, though. If you're going to be at the island, what do you do for fun and for downtime?
Oh, so being on the island is great. One of the best things about the island that I think is one of the biggest secrets is that 80% of the island is a state park. So after work, we go out, go through the trails in the inner part of the island, and a lot of times people just spend time downtown. The interior of the island is absolutely beautiful, and so being able to go hiking, biking, or even horseback riding in the middle of the island is one of my very favorite things to do. And then we have, of course, some of our geological treasures like Arch Rock, and you can never tire of going to Arch Rock and looking out over the beautiful water of Lake Huron.
Liz Ware is Vice President of Marketing at Mission Point Resort on Mackinac Island. Well, enjoy your fall.
Thank you so much. We hope to see you back up here soon.
Okay.
Somehow the past and present seem to mingle together on this quaint island. On this romantic isle, at least, it seems that God's in his heaven and all's right with the world. And it is with this thought that we say farewell to Mackinac Island, pride of the Great Lakes.